3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport with you. Portland, Tennessee is where we are. Sudden Service, come by and see us. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you. Titans defensive back, Amani Hooker, joins us now. Amani, NFL defensive back, that's you, bro. How does that feel?
It feels great, man. You know, just to have that title, it feels awesome.
So, adjustment period in town, I know, with the other rookies, but what's the adjustment been like?
It's been great. I mean, you know, obviously a new defense and, you know, you're around new guys. So right now you're just trying to learn the defense as well as connect with your teammates and, you know, set a good impression and all that stuff. So for me, it's been an awesome experience. I'm having a great time.
How much more complicated is the NFL system compared with what you guys were doing at Iowa?
You know, it's complicated, more complex in the blitzing schemes and, you know, just, you know, different. Everyone could be doing something different, so it's not like you're just a safety, you're just gonna be playing deep middle or just down in the box. So, you know, they do a good job of just mixing it up.
Well, you're a guy who every single time coaches describe you, they use the word versatile. I mean, yeah. In the box, you've played in the kicking game, you've kind of done everything, so this will be easy for you transition wise right?
Yeah, I mean, my dad always stressed when I was growing up, just being able to do multiple things in all kind on all sports, whatever I was in, and that was just something that, you know, I take pride in, just, you know, doing some different stuff on the field that can help the team out.
You mentioned multiple sports. You know, you had said you played all different kinds of sports growing up. What did you start playing as a kid, and when did football win out for you?
Well, my first year of football, tackle football, I was 5 years old. So I started pretty young, and I actually played up with six-year-olds. So it started, you know, when I was five, and I played soccer then, too. And that ended pretty quick, about third, fourth grade. And then from the, and like fourth grade, I started basketball. So fourth grade until high school career has been football and basketball.
Were you, like, strolling up into kindergarten talking junk to the first graders because you were out there blasting them on the Pop Warner field? Like, hey, man, it's nap time for you, boy. I mean, yeah. It's snack time. I'm about to lay you out.
Get that bat out.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, at recess, you know, you talk a little trash here and there, but it was all friendly.
So what is your best trait? Because, like Don said, you know, you're known for versatility. You were basically positionless at Iowa, meaning they do all kinds of different things with you. What's your best trait?
I think, you know, just helping the team out and making plays, being in the right position, studying film so I don't make mistakes, making sure that if I see something, I can, you know, help other players on the field to see something else. So, you know, if it doesn't put me in position to make plays, it'll help them to be in the right spot.
It's crazy to watch some of your clips, man. Your head is always on a swivel. I got this from Pro Football Focus, a guy named Austin Gale. I'm going to put it back out there on Twitter so people listening can see what this is, but he wrote just to kind of paint the picture. This play from Iowa's Amani Hooker is awesome. He passes off the seam from the inside slot, chases the drag in front, passes it as it enters the linebacker zone, turns to find the deep cross behind him, turns back to the ball for the interception. Wow, just wow. Do you know what play I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's the Northern Illinois game.
Yeah.
End of the second quarter. Yeah. I remember that play.
So, I mean, is that kind of what you are, like, out there? You're it's funny, like, when there used to be free straights, each strong safety, and there was a guy in the box, and there was a guy playing center field. It's not the case anymore, right? So you've got to know how to do everything. You got to be able to lay the wood, but also have your head on a swivel out there to find routes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to know what you're doing. I mean, that's just, you know, just studying film. Knew that, you know, Northern Illinois like to do those little level routes, and they happened to do that on the covers that we were in, which is just three deep, and, you know, just happened to pass them off, and then after you pass the second guy off, you know, get back in your zone and find some work, and that's what I did.
It's always fun to hear guys talk about, you know, they leave college, they get drafted, they get their free agent opportunity, and they find themselves sitting in an NFL locker room, and they always kind of talk about the guys they look around and see. And in your case, Kevin Byard, Kenny Vaccaro among those guys, that's got to be a pretty cool thing. But at the same time, you got to know that you got to pull your end of the bargain, because those are the two of the best in the game.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you see those guys on TV before you're even on an NFL team and hear about them, and then, you know, you walk in the locker room, you actually see them. And you know, I see Malcolm Butler. I remember when he was on the Patriots. You know, I remember Cameron Wake when he was at the Dolphins. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of guys that you see. You know, you see playing Madden, and you see, you know, on TV and all that stuff. And it is a cool experience. But then again, you know, it is a game that they're going to be my teammates and have to earn their trust.
Dude, you're 20 years old. You could call Cameron Wake Pops. He probably wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Him and Delaney Walker. I'm pretty sure Delaney Walker's about to.
Oh, no.
Don't let Delaney hear you say that.
Delaney, he's ageless. You can't say that to him.
We always talk about how close this secondary is in this locker room. What have the conversations been like? Have you heard from the older guys in your position? What have they said to you? What have your limited, probably, conversations already been like with them?
It's been real great. I mean, they're helping me out, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, you should get to this thing early, or you don't have to rush right now. You're like, just helping me out just with the whole, you know, being part of a new team, new organization, and they've been a great influence on me, and, you know, I'm just right on their hip.
Imani Hooker, our guest. What is it with Iowa and tight ends and defensive backs? What's in the water? What's Ferentz teaching you guys? What kind of voodoo is that?
Well, I'm not sure about the tight end room. I haven't been in there at all. But.
And you got one of those guys that were with you now on the Titans.
Dude, the whole room's in the NFL.
Yeah, that's true. We do have a Parker Hesse. But, you know, it's all about the basics. That's something that we stressed at Iowa was, you know, doing the little things. If you can do the little things over time, they add up to be, you know, huge things and big things. And whether that's, you know, doing little things on the field or off the field in, you know, the community or just, in general, just in the classroom and all that stuff. So just get down the basics, and then you can focus on, you know, the bigger stuff that you're aiming for.
What's the coolest environment you played in college? And don't give me Iowa. Give me somebody else, some other stadium.
I played Penn State.
Yeah.
My freshman year, yeah. That was pretty sweet. The whiteout, the night game, was awesome.
So what do you like to do when you're not playing football? We always like to get to know the new draft picks. What are you looking forward to in Nashville? What do you like to do?
I like to go to movies, and I like to play video games, of course. But you know, I've never been to Nashville before, so I'm ready just to go see what it's like. I actually don't even know what to expect. I don't even know what to look for yet. But definitely, when I have time, I do want to, you know, get out and see what's going on around here.
Well, tons of great food around. Hot chicken. You need to start there. Yeah.
What is your take on? I just thought about this. We were talking about Coach Ferentz and what an amazing coach and guy he is. What's your take so far on, and he's not listening. He'll never hear this. You say whatever you want. Yep. Coach Coombs.
Oh, great coach. I mean, just from what I've seen so far, he's going to push you hard to be, you know, the best you can be. You know, he expects high expectations. They set a high standard for their defensive back room, and you know, you just come in and, you know, you just want to earn some respect from them and trust from him as well. And right now he's just, you know, he's on you right now because he wants you to be, you know, the best player you can be and get you caught up to the older guys. And so far, I loved him so far. He's just been doing a great job.
He's rather intense, right?
Oh, yeah. Very enthusiastic.
That's a better word.
Put it.
That's
a better word.
We'll remember that one. Enthusiastic. That's much better. Imani, we appreciate the visit, man. Good catching up with you, and we'll get to know you better, and we'll enjoy that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Imani Hooker.
Welcome to Nashville.
At Imani Ball on Twitter. You can get him there. Good dude.
Isn't that funny? Every year we get these guys on, the new draft picks, and they all sound like they've been in the league 10 years, and they're all, you know, just these well-measured guys. I mean, there's a certain trait that John Robinson likes with these guys personally. They all sound like they've been in the league for years. All these guys, the way they carry themselves, no different.
There is a running back that turned 157 years old today. We'll celebrate that when we come back. 3HL is powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5. The Zone. Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport, broadcasting live in Portland, Tennessee. And we need to try the strawberry wine next door to Sudden Service. We need to get that done. Made with strawberries from right here in Portland, they tell us. So we're looking forward to that. Unfortunately, Corey Brewer not in town today. We were looking forward to visiting with him, perhaps. But we will be here until 6, and we'd love to see you. Tomorrow, we will be doing another location show, and we'll be doing that at Buddy Allen Carpet 1, the new location, 2405 Lebanon Pike in Donelson. Grand opening event. Zach Allen with Buddy Allen Carpet, his brother Judd, sister Jenna. Want to invite you to the grand opening of the new Buddy Allen showroom. Stop by and see them and us from 2 until 6 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting live at the new store located again, 2405 Lebanon Pike in Donelson. Plus, the ML Rose food truck will be on hand serving their famous craft beers and waffle fries. Get great prizes that'll be given away, including up to $2,500 of new flooring. You can pick up some Building for America's Bravest swag to show your support for our armed forces. Over the past 3 years, the Buddy Allen Carpet One Golf Tournament has raised more than $50,000 for the Building for America's Bravest Foundation, and this year they're hoping to beat that record. If you're looking for new flooring, there's never been a better time to shop the best selection of hardwoods, carpet, tile, laminates, waterproof flooring, and more. Check out BuddyAllenCarpet1.com for more information about the grand opening event coming up tomorrow and the golf tournament on May 17th. New location, again, 2405 Lebanon Pike in Donelson. We'll be there tomorrow from 2 until 6. Come by BuddyAllenCarpet1.com.